FM 90.3 WJTL. Great sounding building. 429 song. You can. Paul Balash, I Will Worship You, and Cutlass, No Wonder. Roar of the Cross. Good morning to you. It's 7:05.
The 7th Annual Kids Cookie Break Fest is coming up this Saturday, August 25th. All tickets for both sessions have been claimed. For those who have already reserved your tickets, you're invited to bring a gently used book to be donated to the Lancaster County Library. Volunteers are still needed in the afternoon, and you can call Stacy at 717-392-3690. She will get you all signed up.
Our friends Marcy, Neil, and Linda are here from Life Cycles. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good to have you all here. Marcy Dreamer's here. Marcy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fred.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
I would love to say hello to and good morning to my husband, Lee, who is unable to be with us today.
And I understand he shaved his beard off.
Yes, he's incognito these days.
You showed me a picture. I don't think I would have known him if he'd have walked in here, if he wouldn't have talked.
Yeah, he's 16 now.
Yeah, well, good morning to you, Lee. Tell us about Life Cycles, if you will, Marcy.
I sure will. Life Cycles is a mentoring program, and we use bicycles as the vehicle. No pun intended there. We mentor teen boys ages 12 to 18 through bicycle adventure touring.
Very cool. If folks want more information, they can visit you online.
Yes, www.lifecyclesteam.org.
And Marcy has brought along friends this morning, Neil and Linda. And go ahead.
I just wanted to say that Neil and Linda are faithful leaders in our program, and they have been with us since before we had bicycles or boys.
That's pretty awesome. So good morning to you, Neil and Linda. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. We're doing great.
We're doing great, Fred.
Yeah. Neil, anybody you want to say hi to?
Sure. I'd like to give a shout out to all the listeners at Brethren Village and to our family, Val and Brad Fair.
And how about you, Linda? Anybody you want to say hi to?
I'd like to shout out to my coworkers at LGHP and Turn on Medicine, where I'm the manager. So good morning,
very
guys.
Cool. Yeah. So you guys, now when Marcy said you guys were around before bicycles, she didn't mean the invention of bicycles.
Oh, I'm an old guy, but not quite that old. Right.
So tell us what your role is in working with Life Cycles.
We ride with the boys on Tuesday and Thursday nights. We usually ride about 10 to 15 miles with them. And then some Saturdays we have longer rides. It's a great time to get to spend some quality time with them.
And what is it about life cycles that really impacts the boys when you guys are riding? Tell us about some of the changes.
Well, I think one of the really positive things about Life Cycles that it brings to the boys is that it's a safe environment.
Right.
It's a place where they can feel safe, secure, a place where they can build new friendships with other teenage boys, and they get a positive influence from other males that come and volunteer their time there.
How did you guys initially get involved?
Well, we were sitting with Marcy and Lee at a diner. And they just decided to explain to us what it was about. And when we knew it brought together the cycling and the hospitality and the mentoring, it was just a God thing.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So cool. Well, coming up, we'll talk more to Neil, Linda, and Marcy about Life Cycles. You could visit them online. In the meantime, lifecyclesteam.org. On the way, more music too. Chris.